This is John Batchelor. A very happy conversation with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, who walked me over the Gettysburg battlefield a year ago now, and we reflect upon it here at the 163rd remembrance of that battle. And we hear Jeff comments on a technology that had changed, the ability of firing it at a longer range accurately with a rifled interior, with a mini-ball, compared to how they'd been trained to deal with muskets that had a range of accurate range of about 100 yards. The difference was everything for the killing range. However, the tactics shown on the battlefield had not changed along with the technology. Jeff explains, everybody had been trained on the old way of exposure to the enemy fire. You were okay till you got to 100 yards. At Gettysburg, you were not okay at 100 yards. You were not okay at 200 yards, maybe okay at 300 yards. And then, here's Jeff.
Well, again, these aren't easy relationships to manage. And the United States has a very complicated and comprehensive relationship with communist China that stretches across mostly the economic realm. And you have a U.S. president who wants to do deals. I think what we're running up against is that our outreach is not being met with cooperation from Beijing, but rather through aggression. And it's increasingly apparent to U.S. CEOs in the private sector that China is not the end-all, be-all of our economic future, that in fact it's an economy that is deflating, that is closing, that is deeply corrupt. And I think, you know, the interesting thing about the U.S. government's relationship with China is that it's slow to recognize that, whereas the U.S. private sector has already kind of figured that out and is diversifying and moving on.